For many of us, one of the defining aspects of the Victorian age is images of notoriously inhumane asylums for the mentally ill. 150 years on, how has mental health care changed in this country? A new BBC programme is looking at that journey. We can talk to one of the contributors, Nick McCormick, from the Open University. You would hope, beyond anything in the world, that progress has been made. It has, I presume.
It has. I mean, I think that what hasn't changed is that mental health and mental illness is still with us. Mine, for example, reckon that one in four people in the UK at some point in their lives will have a mental health problem. What has changed is the manner in which we approach mental health and mental illness, and the manner in which we offer care and protection and also control of people with mental health problems.
I suppose people are more prepared to own up now as well, aren't they, in a sense, or disclose is probably a better word, because the consequences in Victorian times were pretty dire, weren't they?
Well, certainly each city in the UK had at least one large Victorian institution in its outskirts, and people were sent to these places for a variety of reasons. And for example, in the programme, we see one particular woman who was admitted for 3 months and actually didn't come out for 30 years. And so there were, as you say, dire consequences to owning up or being caught being mentally ill. There are a whole range of kind of support services around now which are aiming to kind of enable the person to recover from and live with their illness rather than incarcerate and hide away, which is what was happening in Victorian times.
Was there a sense the system was used as a bit of a dumping ground as well?
It certainly was. I mean, I think that, again, looking at the programme, what's very clear is that a lot of people who were there because they were disruptive or didn't fit with the norm, didn't fit with what was expected of them within society. They may have been single parents, they may have been promiscuous, they may have been young men who were unemployed, or, you know, and it was a way of containing all of that kind of social misfits, if you like, who weren't necessarily ill.
There's the horrific images of Bedlam, aren't there? But is there anything that the Victorians actually did better?
I think one of the interesting things that they did quite well was kind of offering a whole community of support. If you look at some of the large institutions in their heyday, they were almost kind of towns. You know, they had a train station stall, you know, would take people in there. They had sort of a horticulture. They had lots of therapy. Whereas people now, you know, the community is more dispersed, and so there isn't a range of kind of supports immediately available.